Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. We are going to read right now, and I pray everyone's having a blessed day wherever you are as you're listening to this right now. We have been doing within this Suffer Well devotional series, a little shorter series called Things Unsaid. And we've done five parts already, and now we're doing the narrow view. We're going to read the devotional, and then we're going to do a little teaching about it. So we start off, and it says, therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. Yahweh has made this Yahshua, whom you impaled, both Master and the Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to their heart and said to Peter and other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? And that's from Acts 2, verse 36 to 37. Master and the Messiah, ruler and the Savior, king and priest, leader and servant, lion and lamb, what shall you do? You will do what you are called to do. That's what you'll do. The Messiah in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. That's who you'll be. That's who you are. Are you eager to see the fruit? If you have allowed the soil of your heart to be cultivated, the seeds to be planted into fertile ground, then you are very likely sensing the rain coming, the downpouring of the Spirit that is necessary for the seed to crack open and the seedling to come forth. Because of this Suffer Well devotional, and even more so now as we conclude the short series within, your heart must feel pricked. Acts 2, verse 37. No, it is impossible for his word to return void. Isaiah 55, verse 11. For the word of the Almighty is alive and active, sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even the divided soul and spirit, joints the marrow. It judges thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews 4, 12. You must certainly have some attitude of heart that led to these questions. If you agree and adhere to the patterns expressed in Things Unsaid, and I apply them daily as I seek Yahweh's will, can I be sure my calling will be revealed? That's the question. The answer. This is exactly what will transpire. Remember that the patterns are meant to first test you. As testing of your faith produces perseverance, the perseverance will finish the work Yahweh intended you in you, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking of anything. James 1, verses 3 and 4. The fire, the heat, the stirring, the pressure, all the sources of spiritual energy used to refine your calling once the dross is removed. Question. Why is modern-day Christianity lacking the powerful promise, the power promised to us? The answer, Ephesians 1, 19 and 20. 1, verse 19 and 20 says, we were imbued with the same power that Yahweh used to raise Yeshua from the grave. Yet we still act like dirty vessels. We pretend to be ambassadors of Yahweh, but do not even understand our own spiritual potential. Our true destiny and calling. Question. It seems like I cannot just accept Yeshua into my old life and use him as he's a type of super therapist, corporate troubleshooter, Mac Daddy marriage counselor, money magnet, lucky charm to blow on the dice. So I can win the lotto, faith healer who will dissolve this tumor in my colon, Christian guru. Can I? Question mark. Answer, that is 100% correct. You can't just paint Yeshua on your old barn. He is not a spray can of rust odolium who will cover over your rust. If that is what you want, I believe he would call you on a whitewashed tomb, Matthew 23, verse 27. Instead of covering it up, he came to tear the old barn down. creature. Yeshua the Messiah was impaled in order to become the author and perfecter of your faith. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Whoever wants to be his disciple must deny themselves and take up their stake daily and follow him. Luke 9, verse 23. Question. It's a little scary to consider that learning about my true identity calling might disrupt all that I have currently attained in my physical life. For me and my family, how should I proceed this? Answer. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Matthew 10, verse 39. It is freedom to satisfy all your carnal desires. You must exchange for your soul for them. That is it. Having it all yet bound by the wounds of your mind, worldly emotions is not freedom. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forsake their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? Matthew 16, 26. Question, if I am a truthful within myself, I have to admit that it's hard to trust Yahweh for all of this. To think that his son, his prophets, his chosen ones truly live by faith and not by physical sight. 2 Corinthians verse 5 verse 7. Is strength I fail to see in myself. What do I do? Answer. Carry no money belt, no bag, no shoes. Luke 10 verse 4. So do not worry saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all the things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6, 31 to 34. When you are weak, you are strong, loved one. His power is made perfect in your weakness. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 to 11. Keep admitting of myself, I can do nothing. John 5, verses 9, and also verse 30. Never stop saying no matter what, and he will do all within you that he predestined for you. All of it. Question. So what is the master key to all the keys expressed over the last 6 days? Answer. Brace yourself. Pray this and receive. Yahweh, I believe that you will give me the love that I need to love you and your will more than anything else in life. And with that, my calling, my purpose, and my destiny will be revealed. For in you we live and move and have our being. Acts 17, 28. Can you see it, loved one? Can you see the intense beauty of that he has done? And now he has done it. Make it so for us, Yahweh. Make it so. But seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all the things shall be added to you. Hallelujah. That is our morning devotional today for the Suffer Well devotional series. And when we think about what we just read and what you just heard, I want you to understand and focus on that part. Going way beyond our own understanding, going way beyond our own faith and our thinking, and to trust him. Faith in the unseen, faith in the unknown, and believing that we can do all things through him who strengthens us. And I said it several times during this, and I'll say it again. If you believe in the beginning, Yahweh spoke everything into existence. Well, Yahweh cannot lie, it says, and he will keep his promises. And he says, I pay for you a future and a hope, and we must go out in that faith. And we look at Job, somebody who had everything going for him. In his own life, he had everything he thought he needed. But it all came to an end very quickly. But Job's great faith said, he giveth and he taketh away. Who am I to complain? I just want to know the reasons. I want to know why. And then it leads to my favorite verse of all the scriptures. As we read from Job 23, verses 10 to 14. We think about this. Please, those of you that are going through the hard times now, those of you that are struggling to know your calling in life, those that are struggling to hear from Yahweh, but you're seeking and you're knocking, those, just listen. Job says, but he knows where I am going, and when he tests me, I will come out as pure as gold. that confidence that you're doing everything in your possible will according to his commandments. And when he tests you, you've already passed the test. Verse 11 says, "For I have stayed on Yahweh's paths, and I have followed his ways and not turned aside." Oh, how good that feeling could be, knowing that regardless of what's going on inside of your life, you know that you stuck to Yahweh's commandments and you're going to be rewarded. Job says, "I have followed his ways and not turned aside." For even if we've turned aside, it's time to get right with him and get right back on his path. And when he comes, we know that we've done the right thing. Job 12, it says in 23:12, "I have not departed from his commands, but I have kept the treasure of his words more than my daily food." That right there is the verse. His words are more important than my life. For verse 23:12 of Job says, "I have not departed from the commandments of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." Suggesting and saying that his words are more important than my life. That's the heart of Job. And that's the heart we need. Because we have to understand that Yahweh is in control of everything and he knows our destiny. He knows the plans that he created for us. And the word says they are for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. But you have to follow his plan to get that. It says in the scriptures, there's a way before each person that seems right but ends in death. That's your own selfish way. We must deny the flesh and follow our creator. It says in verse 13, "But once he has made his decision, who can change his mind? Whatever he wants to do, he does. So he will do to me whatever he has planned." He controls my destiny and he controls your destiny. And we must be faithful of that because he wants us to be set apart. He wants us to be different than everyone else. He wants us to persevere. He wants us to rise above. He wants what's best for us more than anyone else. 1 Peter 2 verse 9 says, "You are not like that, for you are a chosen people, a royal priest, a holy nation, Yahweh's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of Yahweh, for he called you out of the darkness into the wonderful light." That is you. He called you out. He called me out for a reason. It says in Revelations 18:4, "Then I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so you will not receive any of her plagues." Many people today are stuck in Babylon, stuck in the Babylon world of the fake reality shows, the number one leading reality show out there called The Nightly News, believing on all these deceptive lies and everything else and not trusting in the words of our creator. For I tell you, if everyone out there shut their news off on their TV and opened up their Bibles, we'd be a much more better civilization for this. Psalms 4 verse 3 says, "You can be sure of this. Yahweh set apart the godly for himself. Yahweh will answer when I call to him." And my question to you today is, are you calling? Are you knocking? Are you seeking? What is my destiny? What is my calling? Am I on the right path? What I have done wrong? Straighten my ways. This is what we all must ask him in a humble manner. Never thinking that we've done all we can do. Always knowing that we can do more. Always asking him, are we on the right path? As we pray to him daily, "Please, Father Yahweh, correct me if I have strayed. Keep me on the path that you want me to be on. Show me the steps I must take and help me make them. And thank you, Father, for revealing your word to me. Thank you, Father." Every single day talking to him and walking with him. Hallelujah. 1 John 4, verse 4 and 5 says, "But you belong to Yahweh, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. Those people belong to this world, so they speak from the world's view power, and the world listens to them. You are a set apart people. If you've confessed Yeshua as your Messiah, and if you're walking in his ways by following the guidelines and instructions of our creator, you are a set apart people. You have a different master to follow than the world. You have a different kingdom to live in than the world. You have a different authority to respect than the world." 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, "Therefore, come out from among unbelievers and separate yourself from them, says Yahweh. Don't touch their filthy things, and I will welcome you. Separate and divide and destroy every unclean thing in your life and rise above. That's what it's about. Have nothing to do with anything that's unclean. Nothing. Destroy it. Separate and destroy. And stick to our Creator's commandments. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1 says, since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of the body and the spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of Yahweh. Now I want to talk about this for a moment. Separating and cleansing our lives. I am a physical health teacher. I teach people how to get better from illnesses naturally using our Creator's food, his medicine, and his life, not the pharmakia from this world. When you're sick, there's a cause of your sickness. Health doesn't begin when you add to your life or your diet. It begins when you eliminate. Eliminate the bad things and your body can start to produce health. Well, I tell you from a spiritual standpoint, it's the same thing. Get rid of the spiritual junk in your life that is not of Yahweh, and you will start to experience the spiritual uprising that Yahweh has for you. For when you have the spiritual darkness in your life that you keep upon yourself with your false fleshly belief system, you are literally rejecting the Holy Spirit. But when you start to separate yourself from those things of the past that kept you oppressed and kept you down, that's when you're inviting the Holy Spirit in. And that's when you see and hear from our wonderful Creator and you start to understand these things. There's a spiritual battle going on for our souls on a daily basis, and we choose the side we want to be on. We must choose the side of Yahweh. We must. And we must remember this. Yes, there will be suffering, but the difference is suffering well and suffering the way the world suffers. We must suffer well. We must suffer well. We choose the side in this spiritual battle. We must cleanse ourselves from the evil wickedness that we've been partaking in for so long. Anything to do with the enemy and the enemy's ways is not inviting Yahweh into our lives and his Holy Spirit. This is why we don't have direction in our lives. Any of you that are experiencing rejection, hatred, violence, jealousy or envy, condemnation, shame, pride or guilt or lying or lust or greed, covetousness, revenge, retaliation, slander, critical spirit, fear, terror, unforgiveness, unmerciful, self-pity, gossip, and self-centeredness. If any of this is part of your life, you have spiritual wickedness within you, and you must release that and let go of that. And there are so many emotions that are attached to those things, from bitterness, unforgiveness, so many physical things that are making us too difficult to let go of those things that we shouldn't be having in our lives to begin with. I could tell you from personal experience, no matter how filthy and defiled we are, we could all be personally cleansed once we start letting go of the spiritual darkness in our life. Anything not to do with Yahweh, we should have nothing to do with. For when the children went into the promised land, he told them to separate and divide yourself from every unclean thing and do not mingle the seed. Know your place, know your people, and know what you should be doing. We need to pray for those that are stuck in spiritual darkness and let them know about the light of Yeshua and what he's done in our lives. But we must not mingle the seed. We must separate from that. It's a spiritual defilement in this world. And then when you start letting go of that and letting go of those things, and you can just see it on people so clearly, the hate and the disgust and the lies and the greed and the lust in their lives. But then you start experiencing the true blessings that Yahweh gives us. The love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, and the goodness. The faith, the virtue, and purity, and wisdom, and honesty. And it goes on and on, the truth. We start to experience that. So many people are blinded because of this spiritual battle. They're not letting go of their spiritual wickedness. They're bowing to other statues and idols. They're making idols in their lives, making things more important than our Creator, not trusting in our Creator. And you see it in the world today. You see it in the world today. People literally committing murder, murdering babies. People literally not showing kindness and gentleness according to Yahweh's word, but succumbing to the world's ways. Have nothing to do with this spiritual wickedness. You must conform your mind to that of Yeshua, who also had nothing to do with it, and rebuked it, Romans 12, verse 2 says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what Yahweh's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. You see, first we must be willing to let go of all these things, of all these negative things that the enemy wants us to experience to take us off the path of Yahweh. If you want to really know your true calling in life, to know his perfect will in your life, you must be transformed, the renewing of your mind. And not somebody who's renewed, but somebody who's dead and raised again and new. A new creature. It doesn't say a renewed creature. It says a new creature. Colossians 3, 1, verse 3 says, since you were raised from the dead with Yeshua, aim at what is in heaven, where Yeshua is sitting at the right hand of Yahweh. Think only about the things in heaven, not the things on earth. Your sinful self has died. And your new life is kept in with Yeshua in Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's where we want to put ourselves. That's what we want to do. Not to live for what the people live for today, but to be set apart and holy. And to seek every day what's your calling in life. What you should be doing. And not having any fear in this world today of, well, what's going to happen if I don't do this? Or what are they going to think of me if I say that? No. Focus on Yahweh and what Yahweh wants for you. 1 John 2:15 and 16 says, do not love the world or the things of this world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him, because all that is in this world is not from the Father, but is in from the world. And Matthew 6:24 says, no one can serve two masters, for either will hate one and he will love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve two masters. Remember, our old self was crucified with Yeshua. It is no longer us who live, but Yeshua who lives in us in our new lives now. In our new lives. Not a renewed creature, but a new creature. Therefore, if any man be in Yeshua, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, all new things are becoming new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And that includes hearing from him. Hearing from him. Now, I emphasize and I have emotions for people that are going through tough situations and tough times. But I pray that you could experience the great blessing of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, and the comfort that he comes to give, knowing that he's in charge of everything, everyone, and everywhere. It's him we must go to. In these times we live in, where everyone's relying on man's ways and man's power, and nobody's seeking our Creator, this is why so many people are in trouble today. But those that called out, set apart ones who are seeking him. They do not follow away from the evil, from the wicked. They flee from the evil desires of the youth and pursue righteousness. They have no part in unfruitful works of darkness, but instead they expose them. This is what we are called to do. It says in Deuteronomy 18, verse 14, because those nations that you are about to dispose listen to those who practice witchcraft and divination. But Yahweh does not allow you to act this way. You must not follow a crowd in wrongdoing. Do not testify a lawsuit and go against with the crowd to pervert justice. We are called to be imitators of Yeshua, to be an imitator of him. And the world's not going to like that. The world's not going to like that. The world will hate you because of that. But that's the spiritual battle that they're giving into in their own lives. But that's not what Yahweh has in store for us. Yahweh has something better in store for us, and he will let you know. He will let you know exactly what it is. John 14, 23 to 24 says, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them and will come down to make them our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. It doesn't matter where you come from. And I'm not talking about yesterday. I'm talking about right now. It's time to step into your destiny and answer your calling that Yahweh has for you. Repent means to change your thinking and change your mind. And let Yahweh impart his spirit upon you. So everything will be changed. And you'll be completely willing with joy to give up your life for him and to be born again. Completely willing to do that. Having that faith to know that, to be still and know that he is Yahweh. It says, I will be exalted among the heathen and I will be exalted on the earth. It's a beautiful thing. You know, Psalm 62:5 says, yes, my soul finds rest in Yahweh, and my hope comes from him. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will make your path straight. Now, I know many of you are listening to this, and you're saying to yourselves, yes, I know that. Some of you might even say you're doing that. But I will submit to you, we all have to do more. We need to go to the extreme for our Creator if we want to experience the full blessings that he has in store for us. We need to go to the extreme. Lukewarm won't cut it. We need to continue to do more. Never settle. Always do more for our Creator. If you think you've done all this, well, there's more to do. It never comes to an end. You're a disciple, a priest, and a servant of Yahweh, our wonderful Creator. We must let people know that. We can all do more, and we must do more. We must do more. And to sleep at night and put our head down and fall asleep and be in peace without any negative thing on our mind, just joy, joy. We must go out and have that faith. It says in Psalms 34:17, the righteous cry out, and Yahweh hears them and delivers them from all their troubles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, faith comes by hearing, and hearing in the word of Yahweh. So listen, listen, and suffer well. And Yahweh will bless you more than you ever can imagine of being blessed. Matthew 24, 45, 46 says, who is this faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of all the servants of the household to give them their food at the proper time? It would be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. You be that servant. You be that servant. It says in Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man will abound with blessings, but he that makes haste to be rich will go unpunished. We must remain faithful in our Creator's words. He cannot lie, he will not lie, and he does not lie. Galatians 5:22, 23, I leave you with today, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. We must rise above. We must rise above. Yahweh bless you all. Have a blessed day. Thank you for seeking him. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. It seems like so many things in our culture is fake. For many of us, the first question we ask when we see something, is that fake or real? Join us each weekend of the month of February as we focus on exchanging our fake beliefs for the real thing. We meet for worship Saturday evening at 6 p.m., Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.